Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. I have been very touched by the intro to this coming Sunday's readings, and I want you to take a little time. I'll share this one sentence or two for you, but I want you to take a look at this seriously. The terrible persecutions that Christ tells his followers should expect will lead to one great thing. That is to your giving testimony, the ability to speak a word of wisdom that we do not prepare beforehand, that Jesus himself will give us, and that leaves our adversaries powerless to resist, is an irrefutable sign of the authority and the majesty of Christ. The day is coming when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. The words of wisdom are what turn the wicked to stubble. But for those who fear God's name, there will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays. Christ calls us to take very seriously his provident care of us. Not a hair on your head will be destroyed. Look at that. Look at that care, that attention. He knows what may be coming for us, time of great difficulty. He knows that. And he's telling us, come to him. He'll give us the words to speak. He tells us himself he will give it to us, and it will leave our adversaries powerless to resist. A day is coming when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. But the words of wisdom of Jesus are what turn the wicked to stubble. But for those who fear God's name, there will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays. God wants to take us to take a very serious look at this. And that's why I've been saying so much this week. We need to have a time really set aside to be with God. You see, all my schedule is so full. Yes, well, mine is too. But put first things first. You'll be amazed how other things can reorganize themselves. Really think about that. I want you to ask the Lord, what does he want from you? He wants time with you so that he can mentor you, so that he can help you on the way, so that you can be a good disciple of his in a day of challenge. All of us meet them at different times in our lives. They come. You know, I honestly think, as Christian people, I think we ought to be asking the Lord, Lord, give me the grace to say what you want me to say, not what I want to say. Give me the grace to say what you want me to say at any particular time. Look at the scripture passages. Memorize some of them. But have yourself armed and equipped with the truth of God. That goes an enormously long way sometimes. Sometimes they'll dismiss you and turn away from you. Don't stop. Just be quiet for then and then do it the next time. But it will also be a time in which God will more equip you with his words of wisdom for his people. If you look at the first reading for this Sunday, it comes from the prophet Malachi chapter 3, verses 19 to 20. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all evildoers will be stubble. And the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts, but for you who fear my name. There will arise the Sun of Justice with its healing rays. But for you who fear my name, that means you reverence it. You reverence his word. You reverence what he teaches you. It's not just something you say, oh yeah, that's that gospel again. I've heard that before. I know that. It's not a question of knowing it. Have you put it into practice in your life? Just take one gospel a month, whatever is read at Mass on Sunday. Take one gospel a month and say, am I putting this into practice in any way? Am I taking it seriously? Because God wants us to be equipped. He will give us what we need, but if we have not taken advantage all along in preparation, If we have not taken advantage of his word, do you think we're going to have a crash course in 24 hours? I don't think so. So let the word of God become very, very important. Other things are very important. The rosary, et cetera, mass, of course. But I want to say it with the scripture in particular. Ask the Lord to help your life be more conformed to his word. Just step by step, verse by verse. Don't try to take on the whole thing. You'll give up in 5 minutes. Just one verse at a time. God will help you. Psalm 98 tells us the Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. The Lord comes with the harp, melodious song with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Let the sea and what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout with them for joy before the Lord, for he comes. He comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the peoples with equity. Are you ready? What if God appeared in our life in the next day? I'm not saying that he will. But how ready are you to see the Lord? Have you put him first in your heart? Have you applied it in your work, in your home life, friendships, whatever? Have you really looked at what the Word of God says? Are you trying to live by it? I don't mean you're going to be a perfectionist. That's not the point. The point is that the Holy Spirit has room to enter into your life and to guide you in the way that God the Father wants you to grow. The reading to the Thessalonians, the second reading, says, "Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right, rather we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some are conducting themselves among you in a disorderly way by not keeping busy, but by minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food." You can make that application about eating your own food, but in that situation, that's what he was asking them to do. But it's the little things. It's putting others before yourself. I don't mean bending over backwards to serve. If there's somebody doing something for someone, great, let them. But look to the one who has no one to serve them, or whatever their need might be in life, or wherever you see them, on a bus or at some event, just give them a gracious word and then pray for them. And there may be perhaps something specific you could give them. But so many of us as Christians, oh, there's too much, too big a mob, I can't get involved in anybody's life. And sometimes that's prudence, but sometimes we're missing the opportunity. There's somebody there very hungry. Might not even know it, but they're very hungry for the Word of God. They're very hungry for hope. You could be a bearer of hope to them. Open your hearts. That's what we want to do. And the Gospel of Luke today, chapter 21, verses 5 to 19. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." And they ask him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived. For many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he, I'm the Savior, the time has come.' Do not follow them." They can put on quite a, people want you to follow them. They can really make a very strong case sometimes. Follow us, be at our church, do this, do that. Listen to the Lord. Listen to the Lord and a priest, someone that you trust. Listen there. "When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end. And then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. But before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself shall give you a wisdom in speaking that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends. They will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives. By your perseverance, you will attain eternal life. Look to him. Don't look to... If anybody wants to give you a little something to help you in your struggle, fine. But don't be going off on other tracks. Listen to him. He will sustain us in whatever difficulties or travails come over the next number of years. Who knows? Who knows what God has for us? But we know that there has to be some kind of some kind of battle between the God and the anti-God, so to speak. And that may involve us right here. And that's why we want to be as close to him as we can. Don't go out saying, "Oh, the end of the world is coming. Sister Ann talked about it on her program today." No, I did not. I have no idea when the end of the world is coming. But it's true that we've had wars and we could have more wars. They could be earthly wars and they could be the great battle. But what I'm saying is give God first place in your life. And everything else that's near and dear to you will find its rightful place. You'll bless them much more in your life the closer you are to God. Give him time every day. And it even tells us you'll be hated, you'll be handed over by parents and brothers and relatives and friends. Think of that. I mean, I count on my family to sustain me, but it could be that there would be people there who would turn away from God. I don't expect it, but it could happen. And you will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. You know what I want to say to you all, brothers and sisters? Commit yourself to the Lord. You say, "Oh, I did that many years." Commit yourself to the Lord now. In whatever circumstances you're in, saying, "Lord, I want to follow you. I want to be your disciple. I want your word to take over in my life," because that word is not a word just on a page. That's a word from the Son of God. And that word has power to change you. You will be helped. He loves you very beyond price. He loves you. And he wants you to know that he wants to give you great happiness. But in the midst of the difficulty, give him all the time you can. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.